Senior Story, How to Save a Life. Chapter 4, Losing the PlayStation. Nathan agreed to help Bella with Oscar's training. After her puppy had escaped last week, she knew it was time to begin obedience lessons if she wanted to keep him. Nathan would come on Monday afternoons. Bella was allowed 1 hour each day on the PlayStation, but only after her homework was finished. She played with Oscar for a bit after school on Monday, then completed her math assignments. She still had a science project to finish, but she needed a break and decided she would play just a little Minecraft and then finish up. "Bella," Mom interrupted as she came into the den a little later. "Nathan just called and said he would be here in about 20 minutes. I assume your homework is finished?" "I did my math," is all she said. "Your science is out on the table. Did you do that too?" Bella thought about lying, but decided against that. Instead, she made an excuse. "I couldn't focus anymore, so I took a break. I'll finish it now." "Bella, you know the rule. No PlayStation until after the homework is finished. You'll have to wait a week now before you can play again." "That's not fair," Bella argued. "I did do homework. All my math. I was just taking a break."
"You did half. What would happen if I only took half the garbage out every week? Would that be good for our family?"
"We've talked about the importance of obeying right away and completely. If I let you get away with only doing things halfway, I would not be a very good or loving parent. Remember these Bible verses? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, that it may go well with you."
"Obedience isn't about what's good for me, Bella. It's about what's good for you. I know learning obedience isn't easy, but it's necessary and good for us. As God's children, your dad and I are still learning how to honor the Lord and still working at obeying Him."
Bella had nothing to say.
"I'm sorry, Bella, but you can't use the PlayStation for a week."